Last week, for the first time in the history of this radio show, we listened to the music of Jeremy Ryan. He made his debut with a shiny brand new release called No Other Way. And as I was preparing to play that song for you last week, I messaged Jeremy to find out more about him. And I was so glad that I did, because he's got a really cool story that I thought you should hear about. So joining us by phone all the way from Lubbock, Texas tonight is Jeremy Ryan. Jeremy, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, my extensive research tells me that you grew up in West Texas, Odessa to be more precise, and now you moved a few miles north to Lubbock. Can you tell us what it was like growing up in West Texas?
Well, Odessa had a lot of people, has a lot of people, but still kind of had that small town mentality, and you know, it was a good place to grow up. They used to say it was a great place to raise your kids and everything, and for the most part, that was true. I mean, still alive, so.
Well, that's, you know, that's you know, test number one, still being alive, that's good.
You know, blue-collar town and pretty strong work ethic there and thing. I'm pretty proud to be from West Texas, and most of my family's still there. There's a lot of churches here. The buckle of the Bible Belt, I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, it seems like there's a church on every corner, so I don't know if that's a good or bad thing that there's so many, but,
right,
you know.
Now, in addition to being the buckle of the Bible Belt, there's some rock and roll history there in that part of the state, specifically Lubbock, where you live now. It's the hometown of Buddy Holly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's the hometown of Buddy Holly. Mac Davis came out of here. I think Waylon Jennings came from a nearby town in Littlefield. A lot of history there. You know, that's why Buddy and Waylon knew each other, because they were local. Yeah, we got the Buddy Holly Museum, all that cool stuff, and it's pretty fascinating to go to. Just being around here, it kind of rubs off on the people and on the culture, because Lubbock seems to have a pretty strong musical heritage, musical background, and you can kind of sense it when you come here. The atmosphere kind of inspired me to finally nail down a project, and that's what you're hearing on this EP now. I'd almost kind of given up on really continuing it until I got to Lubbock, and I guess the Lord kind of connected me with the right people and confirmed to me that it was still something I should do. So here I am.
We are so glad that you stuck with it. Well, because we're reaping the benefits of that right now. I am talking with independent singer-songwriter, solo artist, Jeremy Ryan. Going back to your influences here, the story goes that Buddy Holly was significantly influenced by Elvis Presley.
Correct.
I also noticed that one of your influences is Elvis Presley. Can you tell us about that connection?
Okay, I'll try to keep that one short. Around fourth grade, I realized I had an interest in Elvis. I grew up with my parents listening to, you know, the local country stations and the oldie stations. Of course, oldies in the 80s was a lot different than what you'd call it today.
Right.
But, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s music. And so they played some Elvis and everything. Somehow an interest was sparked in me for Elvis. So I started realizing that I maybe want to be a musician someday. So I entered the fourth grade talent show, which was
the fourth grade talent show.
Being the shy guy. Yeah. being as shy as I am, I'm surprised they even made it through that alive. But so, yeah, I did a little impersonation act for the song Heartbreak Hotel, and I won. You know, I won first place out of the whole school. And so I'm going, okay, maybe there's something to this, you know. And so the seed was planted there. And so from fourth grade till I got into middle school, I was Elvis. That's what everybody called me. So
that's amazing.
You know. Oh, that kid, you know.
We are talking with Jeremy Ryan. He's in Lubbock, Texas tonight, and he was known as Elvis in elementary and middle school, so that's pretty interesting stuff right there. As you grew then in music, you were a part of some bands, and you also mentioned that there were lots of churches growing up in Odessa, but I think you might not have made that connection with Christ yet at that point in your life. Is that right?
Right, yeah. All through my middle school years, I continued my interest in music. Yeah, I had made no connection with, you know, with God yet. I was always kind of conscious of him, if that makes sense. I've never ever claimed to not believe in him, but believing in him and following him are two different things. I'm pretty sure you understand that.
So, right.
And so throughout junior high and high school, I was learning how to play. And at that time, I got into a lot of punk rock, old school punk rock and heavy metal kind of stuff, and kind of built up my chops doing that. By high school, I joined my first serious band. Funny thing was, at the time, I was a bass player, but they didn't need a bass player. So I essentially confiscated my younger brother's guitar and did the whole fake it till you make it thing. Because, you know, and it worked. From then on, I've been a guitarist. Within a year or so, we had befriended another band, but they were a Christian punk band. You know, up until that point, I always thought, no, Christian music can't be good. You know, there's no way. Little did I know, one day they would need me to fill in for them at a big festival in Colorado.